Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is 3 Live Crew.
The Re-Up.
Hey, we about to be giving away turkeys up here. And you already got up your Christmas decorations.
102 Jams.
Good morning, good morning. It's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, and the 3 Live Crew is on your radio. Full Throttle, B-Dot is here. Roxy is here.
Hello.
And Drankers is here with a half a gallon of water, baby.
What's up with it?
We out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's raining and stuff out there, trying to damper your day. Don't let it do it.
I heard it might be some snow.
When?
Like some snow mixing in with that rain.
Outside? It didn't feel that cold?
No, not to me either. But it never really feels cold when it's going to snow.
So it's going to be one of them little wintry mixes.
Yeah.
Listen, when I got off my flight, I was scared because I was looking on Twitter and it was saying how snow expected in the triad. I got off the plane yesterday and it felt amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was a beautiful day.
Yeah, yesterday was nice.
It was. I woke up a little hurt this morning, man, trying to stay up last night watching that daggone Monday night football game.
Didn't even make it, did you?
Man, right as the kicker made it 24-24 and they went to overtime, Rock, I said, I'm going to just take a nap through these commercials.
Is that what you told yourself?
What?
That you was going to take a nap through commercials, and you wake up to your alarm clock.
Beep, 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 beep. Now yeah. I got to snooze you. Now I got to snooze you. Drankie stayed up and watched it.
Sure did.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Russ put on his cape.
Yeah.
Russ put on his cape.
I was saying that Lamar should be the MVP after that performance he put against the Cincinnati Bengals over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
But then Russell Wilson, like Drank said, turned into Superman last night, beat the only undefeated team in the league, that top defense.
Well, they were supposed to lose, but the rookie missed the field goal.
Yeah.
Which gave Russ a chance to put on that
That's
cape.
All you got
to
do, though. You cannot give Russell Wilson a chance. He can't have the ball last. He's going to come down and make something happen, man, most times.
That's surprising, because when I was watching, he couldn't make nothing happen.
Up until the third quarter.
He couldn't make nothing happen.
Fantasy football-wise, he had 13 points going into the fourth quarter.
Shut up.
He finished with 36.
Mm.
So there's that.
Finished with 36?
Yeah, in my league, in the league where I have him, not in the Jams league.
Yep. Well, I was glad I was going up against Tyler Lockett, so.
Yeah.
I was down 30 points to flex.
Did you win?
I had Myers, and I had Emmanuel Sanders.
Emmanuel Sanders
looking
Sanders
like he was about to have a good game, then got hurt and went out the rest of the game.
Mm.
But Myers did his thing. If Emmanuel had stayed, I would.
You'd have won.
I would have.
Yeah.
Because he would have got touches.
Yeah. Roxy, you moving up. I see what, in sixth place now?
Yeah.
Just trying to fight.
Just scrapping.
Just trying to fight.
Just scrapping.
I'm in the same boat. And it just so happens that me and you will be scrapping each other this week.
Hey, just scrapping.
Just trying to get there. 9 minutes after six, y'all. Good morning.
Yup. It's 2 time. Yo.
It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. 3 Live Crew on your radio. And yes, today is Tuesday. You can take a stroll through that secret garden. If there's a secret on your chest you've been dealing with, you just want to get it off, hit us up, man. We'll put the effects on your voice. No one knows it's you. And you can just get that off of you. We'd love to hear some secrets this morning. 336 is the area code. 680-1021.
I got more backstory, Drank, and I was totally freaking wrong yesterday. You weren't here. But yesterday, I told Drank, I saw this like very short clip of Drake getting booed on stage. And I was shocked, because I'm like, where is Drake at where he would get booed on stage like that? I mean, they were booing him like a mug. I'd never seen it.
Me either.
And all I knew about the clip was he was at a festival and the people were expecting Frank Ocean, but they got Drake instead. Mm. So they get the booing Drake, chanting, "We want Frank, we want Frank," and it looked bad. But I just had that very short clip and no further information. And I was thinking Drake had just pushed through and kept performing. But nah, they booed Drake off that stage, child. He was at Camp Flognaw. and that is Tyler, the Creator's Festival. And he was stepping in as a favor for Tyler, the Creator, because Frank Ocean, for whatever reason, could not be there. And Tyler, the Creator's fans, they didn't like it, not the least bit. Booed that man right off the stage. Tyler, the Creator, he got on his Twitter and in a series of tweets was just letting his fans know how he did not appreciate the way they treated Drake. Mm. He started with, "I thought bringing one of the biggest artists on the effing planet to a music festival was fire. But flip side, a little tone deaf knowing the specific crowd it drew. Some created a narrative in their head and acted like a-holes when it didn't come true, and I don't F with that." He also went on to say that, you know, Drake did it as a favor to him. There was a specific song he wanted Drake to perform. Drake did the song, and he just did not like the way his artist treated Drake. But Drake, you know, he's being funny about it. You know, he's taking it on the chin. He got on Instagram and said, "Plot twist." He put up a picture of himself, and the caption was, "Plot twist, just signed a 10-year residency at Camp Flogna. Sorry, kids. See you every single year till you're 30.
Yeah, way to stay above the fray. Both of them are very embarrassed about that situation. Very. Drake, of course, getting booed off stage. Probably never happened in his career. And to be at this magnitude of his celebrity and get booed off. Can you imagine that, Drake?
How did he handle it? Didn't know how to handle it.
But Tyler is really embarrassed, though.
Yeah.
He's really, because like you said, well, he thought it was a favor and everything. Yeah. Like, you don't imagine that.
He asked my man for a favor. Then he thought he was also delivering something to the festival that they were going to enjoy.
Dude, you would think Drake was a great replacement for Frank Ocean.
Absolutely. Not you would think. That's a fact.
No.
Well, no, that's not a fact. That's not a fact. Because, like, again, the audience had put their own narrative, like Tyler, the Creator, said. Right. And when it didn't happen like they said, they just went. It didn't matter who it was.
And that's all unreal. All that favor stuff you talking about don't fly at the CFG.
You didn't get the nickname?
Yeah. Can't flog, no.
You like that?
CFG.
CFG. That was horrible.
I never thought I'd see Drake get booed like that.
It's
that
2019.
Man got booed.
He said, "I can keep going if y'all want." They was like, "No." Oh my God, I'm Drake. I got the number one record to acknowledge. That's my bro. You know, man, he ain't answer my calls. And I'm just someone for thinking about my father and they found him dead a couple days. It's also TV Tuesday. Bit Rock, are you excited any about this Disney Plus that they dropping today?
No.
Are you even familiar with what I'm talking about?
No.
Disney Plus is like on them streaming services, but it's going to be all Disney. So they're dropping it by premiering a bunch of different Disney movies. But all the Disney movies look trash as hell.
I'm tired of like all the different streaming stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's where we at now. That's
like,
where we're at.
So now everybody going to do their own streaming thing?
Instead of having a $100 cable bill, now you'll just have $100 in streaming bills, like $5.99 for HBO, $12 for
but
Showtime.
But is it the deal where like if I have Disney with my cable, I can log in with my cable and get the Disney? Is that the deal?
Okay. I believe so.
But not with the pluses, though.
Not with the pluses?
Because, you know, I got ESPN through my cable package.
You can't do ESPN
but when
Plus.
I log in on my app, all I get is the regular watch, whatever, on ESPN. The ESPN Plus, they say,
They are doing a Lady and the Tramp live version, Rob. I seen the dogs eating spaghetti. It was kind of strange. You remember that scene?
Yeah, I remember that one. Hey!
Raindrop. It's 6:37, y'all. 23 minutes away from 7 a.m. This is 102 Jams.
And it's time for Do You Care or Nah? First up, guys, there's been a lot of conversation about the comments T.I. made about taking his daughter to the gynecologist and having her hymen checked to see if she is still a virgin, although she is now 18. Everybody has been waiting to see, is Deja going to say something? No, she hasn't said anything, but her followers did notice that she unfollowed her dad on Instagram and Twitter, and she has also been liking comments that called his actions possessive, disgusting, and controlling. Hmm. Do you care or nah?
No.
Nah.
All right, next up, congratulations to Lamar Odom. He is now engaged, and he got on his Instagram page to announce the news to his fans. He said, "She said yes," a picture of him and Sabrina, and you could see a huge rock on her left hand. Do you care or nah?
Nah.
A little bit. That boy Lamar, boy, didn't let the crack hold him back, Drake. That boy still be bagging women. I'm talking about gorgeous, successful women. Addicted. They found that boy dead, unresponsive in a brothel, Drake. Hey. And that boy is still out here.
Got him a woman.
What?
About to get married.
I don't want to hear that from you single men out there, man. Lamar's making it happen.
It's true to what Charles Barkley said.
Which is what?
I ain't no addict if I can afford it.
Okay.
He survived it, Rock, because he, you know, that man still got
Drake.
Money left.
Unresponsive in a brothel.
But he still
like he was in a coma.
Yeah.
Like Khloe had, they were still married, and Khloe had to go to the hospital and make decisions for him.
You
because he was in a coma.
Word. We thought they might pull the plug on Lamar.
Word. But he got, but he was able to get the health care and all that he need. Why he had enough money to survive the crack?
Do you care or no?
I guess so, yeah.
I kind of care now because he's
okay, yeah. And last but not least, y'all know I've been waiting. And there is a Love Triangle storyline this season coming up on Love & Hip Hop. December 16th, Joe Budden, Sin Santana, and Tahiri. They just dropped a little trailer commercial, and it looks like it's a little love triangle between the three of them. Now, you know, Joe Budden, he was initially with Tahiri.
Yep.
Popped the question to Tahiri on Love & Hip Hop,
yep.
And she said no.
Sure did.
Then he gets with Sin. They have a baby together. Mm. They get engaged. Mm. We don't know what happened, but their relationship ended, and now Joe looks like he's on the show trying to rekindle that old flame with Tahiri.
Mm.
But Sin is still in the picture, and Sin is like, well, I don't know what's going on with you and your ex, but I'm not the one. John, I'm just waiting to see how it all goes down.
You done got on here on national TV and stuff and told everybody I got that senior citizen.
She did tell everybody he had that senior citizen.
Now you see the old thing on me.
No.
Do you care or not?
No.
Come on, you gotta watch this season with me, man.
Not the season. I'm not gonna watch anywhere near the whole season.
Chrissy and Jim back.
I might give you the premiere, Rob.
The OGs are back.
Chrissy and Jim back, man.
And it's looking lit.
So you know who else gonna come back? Mama Jones.
With that boy.
I'm not, man.
Who coming back, Drake?
Mama Jones. Jimmy, why you and Chrissy ain't married?
Over here, let me speak. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you, and because it is TV Tuesday.
Yo, what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man.
I'll let you know about something that I've been addicted to over the past 36 hours.
Carol Lewis is
It all started. What's the name of the song, Drank?
Paid in Full.
Paid in Full.
Airbnb and Rakim.
But the movie Paid in Full, right?
Mm-hmm.
With AZ, Rich Porter, and of course, Alpo. Now, Roxy, weren't you telling us something about last week that Alpo was doing a story about shooting or killing Rich Porter, or did I see that somewhere else?
You saw that somewhere else.
Okay. Alpo actually came out and did like a little documentary joint. Some footage was leaked of a documentary where Alpo actually admitting to killing Rich Porter and just saying and taking the guy who was doing the documentary to the actual spot where he killed Rich Porter.
Can you use their names in the
movie? Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Cameron took this dude to the spot where he killed Makai Fife.
Where he killed Makai.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that Makai Fife?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Where he killed Mitch.
Can we use the actual names in the movie?
Jeez.
Rico killed Mitch.
Okay.
Real life Rico.
Okay.
He is admitting to killing real life Mitch.
Got it. Okay.
And he took the person to where the actual spot where it happened.
Okay. And footage leaked of this?
Yes.
Okay, before
you
he wanted
told
it
me
to.
This by myself.
Yeah, I tell you, man. So, nevertheless, now, AZ, right?
Yeah.
What's his name in the movie?
Ace
had actually done a movie mm-hmm. called Trapped.
Okay.
Right? And his version of the movie was what eventually became Paid in Full that Dame Dash and him had. Now, Ace is mad. Well, not really upset, but I just saw a whole lot of interviews and stuff. And he was upset with the way he was portrayed at the end of Paid in Full. Like he wore a wire to snitch.
He snitched.
He didn't. That's not how
he didn't.
He never did. No, that's not how he got caught.
Per him.
Now, Rico, mm-hmm. right? Rico is said that when he tells the story, because at the end of Paid in Full, you see Rico shoot him in the chest. They out there in the joint. Now, the whole situation was over bricks. Rico had a connect,
mm-hmm.
and Mitch was getting the bricks from his connect, and he was supposed to split them with Rico. But his brother was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
They kidnapped his brother.
Yeah.
So he was sort of skimming off the top, and he was telling Rico, mm-hmm. that I can't give you the, well, I'm getting the bricks from my connect so he could tax him a little bit more for him. And Rico found out that he wasn't getting them from his connect, he was getting them from Rico's connect, and he was lying about taking too much money. Mm-hmm. So Rico questioned him about it, like, yo, like, where you get them bricks from? He's like, I got them from my connect. And Rico was mad, so he was, at this time, Rico was living in D.C., mm-hmm. So he had a little homie down there named Lil Gary. Lil Gary was his homie, like was his Mitch in D.C. Mm-hmm. It was tight. So he was like, Lil Gary, this dude lying to me, yo. So he was like, yo, we're going to go up to New York. We're going to find him. I'm going to question him one more time. If he lied, we're going to do what we got to do. So they pull up in a van. Mitch gets in the van. Lil Gary is in the back. Mitch is in the joint. He asked me, like, yo, that was some fire, man. Where you get that work from? He was like, I got it from my connect. He look at Lil Gary. Lil Gary pop him twice with a 357 in the head. Pop, pop. Mm. So then they driving and trying to find somewhere to ditch the body. And daggone, he said Lil Gary was too little. He was like 5'3", a buck 30. So he couldn't move Mitch. Mm-hmm. So he had to get out and move Mitch. But he said when he went to move Mitch, Mitch grunted like, dang, he's still alive. And he shot Mitch again. Mm. And like, everybody is mad at the dude that leaked the footage, and they like, yo, why would you be bringing this back up? There's a bunch of people that are super upset. They super mad at Rico now. Like, why are you still talking about this and da-da-da-da? Like, it's a whole crazy, I'm talking about for like the last 36 hours, I've been OD in videos watching all this.
Well, see, the movie made it seem like Rico was just grimy.
Yeah.
But if it goes down the way Rico said, then Mitch was the one that was grimy first.
And but people that were close, they just like, damn, like they just wish that Rico and Mitch would have talked. And then Rico could have understood why Mitch was skimming off the top, trying to daggone put as much money as he could aside.
Well, he did try to talk.
From what the movie says, Rob.
From what the movie says. Hmm. So is Rico still in jail?
No, he can't be, bro, because
at the end of Paid in Full, he got caught because remember he shot the undercover cop.
Yes. And they saying that he's either under like, he's in a federal Airbnb right now. Like, he's just under witness protection possibly right now. Nobody knows exactly where Rico is. So, like, that's what I'm saying about the footage that I saw.
But he's doing a documentary.
But I don't know when that was done. Yeah. The guy who did the documentary said he's been compiling this footage and this story for like 10 years. And then, like, he just put it on that burner, but it was on Venmo or something. And somebody got it off there and leaked it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy, man. It's so crazy. And they were just talking to AZ, Ace, and they were just saying to him, like, how does he feel about all of it now? He was like, man, it's just tough. Like, he's talked to Alpo a couple of times, Rico, a couple of times since then, but it's just weird. 11 minutes, y'all. It'll be 7 o'clock.
Getting messy with this whole April Jones, Lil Fizz relationship.
I've been waiting on you to talk about this.
So she puts up a picture of her and Lil Fizz on her page. The caption was, my goal is that someone sees my page and decides to grow strong, live your life, and not give a F, heart emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Who comes creeping in the comments? Meek Mill. He says, y'all out of pocket for this move. No disrespect.
Yeah.
She responds, no disrespect, but you tried to talk to me, and that's not out of pocket at Meek Mill?
No. That's nowhere near the same thing.
Exactly.
That's nowhere near the same thing.
Get a Honda.
The re-up.
Anybody trying to take a walk through that secret garden this morning? We here.
102 Jams.
Three live crew here, and Russell Wilson, explain that overtime win last night on Monday Night Football.
It was probably the craziest game I've ever played, to be honest with you. Just, I don't think I've ever been a part of a game that crazy, that long, that back and forth, I mean, arguably two of the top teams in the game in the NFL. It was an incredible game. I mean, just battling. Our defense played great throughout the game. We made some plays when we really needed to. We drove the ball, and we got the ball in overtime. We drove right down the field, and you know, a stupid mistake. And then we got the ball back. They missed the field goal. We get the ball back, and we just say, hey, we're going to find a way to win. And sure enough, we go up and down the field, and we make a play, and Jay Mai makes the game winner.
How can you not like Russell Wilson?
How can you not? I just love Russell.
How can you not like Russell Wilson, man?
He is such a good person, man.
Yes.
This is such a good guy, and I don't even know him.
Fact. But you feel like
you
do.
But I feel like
I
know him.
I'm just
going
to give it to him. I'm going to give him that one.
Yeah,
that's Russell on the catch. Like, I'm gonna give him that.
Yeah, man.
Until otherwise proven, we're giving
just
him
such
that.
Such a good guy.
I mean, you can see the four corners, right? I mean, you see he's square as hell. You see the four corners. You see there are sharp four corners, right?
Hey. So what?
Do you want to go back to that Kiki, Do You Love Me video?
Oh, man.
Do you want to go back there?
Nobody needs to go back there.
I'm just saying.
He's a great guy. That's all we're saying.
You see the four corners and you don't even care. Gosh, man. Big win. Big win by the Seattle Seahawks last night over the once undefeated San Francisco 49ers. Field goal in overtime after already having a possession, losing the interception, as he told you, a stupid mistake. I was actually rooting for the kicker for the 49ers because we got the same last name. Here, McLaughlin went out there. I just seen that shank. I fell asleep in overtime. He shanked the hell out
shanked
of it, right?
It too.
Right,
that's not even embarrassing to McLaughlin.
He shanked it bad.
Making the McLaughlin name look bad this Tuesday morning. Roxy love when I'm down. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, and we got your Jams gobble grab coming up for the holidays, baby. Grab them turkeys. Three Live on your radio, November the 12th, 2019.
How long will they last? We haven't done it in a while, guys, but there is a new couple on the scene that people are talking a lot about, and I'd like to know, how long do you think they will last? The couple is Delicious from Flavor of Love and Raymond Santana. Are you familiar with that name?
No.
Delicious.
You are. Yes, you are. You just aren't placing it yet. Raymond Santana, he is one of the Exonerated Five or Central Park Five.
The light-skinned guy.
Yes. The Hispanic guy.
Yeah, the Hispanic guy.
Yes. So that is who he is. They just popped up on... I'm sorry.
Let me... Delicious. Let me get the face
Some faces
right.
were man, made in the room.
Let me go in.
That's man. Why I started laughing.
I mean, is there no limit to your... Is there no limit?
May I finish, sir?
Man, you ain't got to finish. We already know how this
May
finished.
I finish? Now, they popped up on Instagram as a couple just randomly, posting little pictures of each other, making little flirty comments under each other's posts, and they have finally just come out and say, you know what, we're a couple. They're currently on a little vacation in Cancun, and it was rumored that Raymond was married, but he put up a picture of himself in Delicious, and the caption was, okay, so first off, this picture is for all the haters. Second, no, I am not married, so stop reading these fake-ass websites that get all of my info wrong. And third, thank you to all the true people who love and support me regardless. I appreciate you guys. And of course, he added Delicious in that post. So, guys, how long will they last?
Okay. And I'm going to tell you why I say this.
Okay.
I'm not even going to give it. Not giving it a year.
No way.
Nowhere close to that.
I wouldn't give it six months.
I'm going to give it 6 months.
Bruh.
I'm going to tell you this is why, too, because I went to Google and I put in Raymond and Delicious.
Uh-huh.
All I got were recipes and delicious, wonderful food.
You did not spell delicious right.
Huh?
Hey. You didn't spell delicious
but
right.
But Google is smart. It would dot, dot.
No. Would have found
Wouldn't
it.
Have said, do you mean
no.
Raymond? Well,
try to put it in correctly while I give you mine.
It is spelled D-E-E-L-I-S-H.
Hey, 6 months, Matt, is Bit Rock.
Mm-hmm.
6 months, Matt Rock, because... She missed the boat.
Okay, that says 6 months max.
She missed the boat. The exonerated.
Missed what boat?
The celeb boat. The exonerated boat, they're not going to get that much attention. But she thought she was cashing in on a movement and then went and tried to find the cutest single one. She couldn't get the other mean one. The tall one married.
Yeah, the tall one.
Corey just gone. She couldn't do that with Corey.
Oh, was not doing Corey.
Bro,
She was like, I can't do it. Nah.
Yes.
Because he ain't going to act right.
Yes, man.
And yeah, right. This is our second place. She was like, whoa.
So Raymond was left.
Yes.
Raymond was
the
left.
The little chubby Hispanic. You know what? I'll do that.
All right. So that's 6 months.
It's going to take us 6 months to see, like, this ain't as much money as I
as
thought.
As I thought
was
I was going to come up with.
Drake, how low?
Less than six. For me?
3 to 6. Drake say 3 to 6.
All right.
Now, when you type her name in correctly, Drake, did anything come up?
I mean, this picture, they come up here booed up. Oh, she's looking like an opportunist with this.
One 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, and Russell Wilson, explain that overtime win last night on Monday Night Football.
played, to be honest with you. Just, I don't think I've ever been a part of a game that crazy, that long, that back and forth, that back and forth. I mean, arguably two of the top teams in the game in the NFL. It was an incredible game. I mean, just battling. Our defense played great throughout the game. We made some plays when we really needed to. We drove the ball, and we got the ball in overtime. We drove right down the field, and you know, a stupid mistake, and then we got the ball back. They missed the field goal. We get the ball back, and we just say, hey, we're going to find a way to win. And sure enough, we go up and down the field, and we make a play, and Jay Mai makes the game winner.
How can you not like Russell Wilson?
How can you not? I just love Russell.
How can you not like Russell Wilson, man?
He is such a good person, man.
Yes.
This is such a good guy, and I don't even know him.
Fact. But you feel like
but
you
I
do.
But I feel like
yeah,
I know
gonna
him.
I'm just going to give it to him. I'm going to give him that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Russell on the catch. Like, I'm gonna give him that.
Yeah,
yes.
Man.
Until otherwise proven, we're giving
just
him
such
that.
Such a good guy.
I mean, you can see the four corners, right? I mean, you see he's square as hell. You see the four corners. You see
so,
there are sharp corners, right?
Hey, so what?
Do you want to go back to that Kiki, Do You Love Me video?
Oh, man.
Do you want to go back?
Nobody needs to go back there.
He's a great guy. That's all we're saying.
You see the four corners and you don't even care. Gosh, man. Big win. Big win by the Seattle Seahawks last night over the once undefeated San Francisco 49ers. Field goal in overtime after already having a possession, losing the interception, as he told you, a stupid mistake. I was actually rooting for the kicker for the 49ers because we got the same last name. Here, McLaughlin went out there. I just seen that shank. I fell asleep in overtime. He shanked the hell out
shanked
of it, right?
It too.
Right,
that's not even embarrassing to McLaughlin.
He shanked it bad.
Making the McLaughlin name look bad this Tuesday morning. Roxy love when I'm down, man. I tell you, she just love when
no,
I'm down.
No, I don't.
She do.
Yeah.
She
why
send
are you
me,
saying that? Because I'm putting laughing
all,
emojis on your pictures of you in Dallas
yes,
with your robo.
Yes. On the ground just wanting to sulk and mind my business, and here come that stupid Vikings fan.
Did you know that guy?
No, I didn't know him. He just came and sat there and wanted to and be jovial in my displeasure. He was a jerk.
And I'm on Facebook. I think my cousin is a bandwagoner.
What, bro?
She got the little love Seahawks.
Oh, my God.
I never knew she was a Seahawks fan.
How do you become a Seahawks fan?
All at the Panthers games and stuff.
I'm telling you, man.
God, let's go, Hawks.
I'm telling you,
I think I might cheer for the Hawks this season.
Look at Rock. But see, I would understand that because you love Russell so much. That would make sense. Dang, man. That division, crazy, man. Can you believe the Rams?
Man.
Might not even make the playoffs.
They're not making the playoffs. Ain't no mind. They
playoffs?
Yeah.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city up.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you. Big Rod, tell them to feed me hands.
Now this was for you.
Tell them to feed me hands, Rod.
Rich Core Universe.
19 minutes after 7
this
o'clock.
This is for you.
Huh? 3 Live on your radio. Read that tweet out to them, Rod.
The first N-word that play Let It Snow by Boys to Men is getting fed hands with knees and elbows on the side.
What's up?
That's what Rich Core said, but we playing it,
we
Rich.
We welcoming that altercation.
Hey.
Huh? We here now.
It's another.
Hey. What's up? My girl had to get on beat. You heard? Hey.
Yeah.
My girl had to
get. Yeah.
Don't you call me out.
My girl was ready to say it.
How dare you? How dare you?
Could just jump in.
Hey, man, we got 20 degrees tonight. It could snow.
I don't really want it, though.
20 degrees tonight.
I want it to snow.
I'm ready for it to snow, too, man.
Especially
for Christmas. I want to see snow this Christmas, man.
I was watching that Carolina-Green Bay game. Like, man, we lucky. They lucky up there.
Bro, listen.
Look at that snow.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Of course, everybody knows I was down in Dallas watching my Cowboys lose to the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Great game, great experience. But I got to check off the stadium on my bucket list.
Okay.
That's what I have to do. Like, it's a bunch of stadiums I want to go to. And Drake just mentioned Lambeau. I got to go to Lambeau. And I'm talking about during the wintertime.
Word, that's just something you want to do, just go to a bunch of stadiums?
Yeah. I've always wanted to do that.
Okay.
I've gone to a lot. I want to go to New England, too, man. Those just in a cold environment. I was in Philly one
Why
time when it was
go
cold.
To those?
Because you gotta go. Like they're just, I don't know. Lambeau is historically just an awesome stadium that you would want to go to if you had a stadium bucket list. Absolutely. Because of the snow and because of just the history.
So it's just so cold. They look so cold out there.
Yeah, you were freezing.
Everybody's noses were red.
Yeah.
Nah, but they was all in it though.
Yeah.
They be cold, but they be all in it.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Gosh,
don't take me. You want to know somebody that will bring it down?
Really? You had fun when we went skiing?
So what?
It was
cold. Skiing.
And it was snow. It was cold.
I had prepared my mind for that.
That, but you would prepare your mind for this?
No, I wouldn't.
The moral of the story is snow is coming. And so is Christmas. So, let it snow then. It could snow for Thanksgiving for all I care.
They sang that song.
What's up?
I wanted to do it.
Now, y'all are doing too much. All of that.
That's too much.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
It looked like the black Bonnie and Clyde, right? The Queen and Slim joint.
Yes.
Yep.
Somebody got mad at me yesterday for saying that.
What for?
What?
Saying it's the black Bonnie and Clyde. But I swear for Lord, that's what the trailer looks like.
They got mad at you up here?
Yeah, they sent me a DM because I said it. Yeah, I said it yesterday. I'm like, what is it? What?
Well, we got your tickets all weekend for the black Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, you gonna stir the pot.
Give me some DM smoke. 27 minutes after 7, here go Chris Brown and the Thug Casanova.
And eBay always has an unmatched selection at a price you'll love.
Good morning.
7:32 in the morning. 7:32. It's gonna get cold out there, so bundle up. We were at 50. We're still at 50. Temperature's gonna decline. Not going to get no warmer. By tonight, you're going to get down to about a good 28, 25. You know.
Good cuddle weather.
While you're sleeping, it's going to get down to 21.
Good God almighty. That's that spooning weather right there, Big Rock.
grab that side meat.
Hey, you know what it is. I throw my leg over it. Let me get comfortable. Stop and go traffic on 52 northbound between Main Street, exit 103 and exit 109 is an accident there. Serious accident in Greensboro on 16th Street at 29. Other than that, we're good. Just slow traffic in the normal areas.
Boy, say it something.
Buckle up, drive safe. That's your 102 traffic jam.
Ladies, you ain't sleeping good if a little bit of breast meat ain't came out that gown.
Huh?
I don't care what, if a little bit of meat ain't hanging out that gown.
At that point, I'm going to put my arm around it. I'm going to cuff it.
You ain't slept good.
Crank up the heat. 102 Jams.
Tell me a secret.
102 Jams, 7:36, y'all. 24 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m. And here's the thing about the Secret Garden. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about if you just want to get something off your chest, or if there is a secret that you've been holding on to and you just got to tell somebody.
You could tell us.
We that somebody.
Yeah.
I don't even care if it's illegal. We want to hear about it. And Shorty says she's got a story that fits all of those. What do you say now?
I actually had a lot of problems with a boss. She handed me a stack of people's social security numbers and birth certificates and wanted me to input it with her username and password. So I started stealing gas cards that she had an incentive, like with some of her other workers, and I would use them every morning to go to work. Because she had me putting data that she was supposed to be putting in.
So you stole her gas cards?
I sure did. She got fired. I left the job. It actually all worked out.
Wait.
Done.
Wait, I'm missing something.
Me too.
Okay. So she was giving you her work to do, to put in the computer. Because you got upset with her for trying to get you to do her work. So you found some gas cards.
She constantly had me doing her work. And the gas cards were an incentive for her employees that she ended up having do work. So they were also an incentive for the program. And because they found out that they were missing, they accused her. I didn't speak up.
Dang, the savagery. So she gets fired for embezzlement. You daggone.
Yep.
You quit, and now you have another job?
I have a better job. And I would never do anything like that ever again. That was like post-college.
That's off the chains. Do you know what the manager is now?
So the whole program actually shut down.
Hey, because you still
you got the program shut down.
Yes.
That's off the chains. Hey, I appreciate you for walking through the garden this morning, mama. 102 Jams, three live crew rocking with you on this Tuesday morning. Very wet outside, going to be very cold tonight. Just giving you a heads up.
And it's time for birthday trivia. I've got some celebrity birthdays here in front of me along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is based on my clues, your name is your buzzer. Mm-hmm. Please keep in mind shenanigans will result in the loss of a point. Dot, are you ready?
Yeah.
Drank, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, first up here, this guy, he's a singer. Dot's uncle thought he was going to be the next Michael Jackson. Dot.
Yeah, Tevin Campbell.
Tevin Campbell is correct.
He did. He got out of the car that night. He's like, hey, boy, that's the next Michael Jackson right there.
You've told that story a million times. Drank, to steal a point, how old? What are you Googling?
How do you know that?
I'm just putting in Tevin Campbell now, what he looks like. I can't go in my algorithm.
What is he doing? How is he able to use his computer?
No.
Okay, Roxy. I'm not doing it then. All right, I'm not doing it then.
Roxy.
In order to steal a point.
I want to see
shenanigans. Yeah.
You've been warned. That was shenanigans.
That was?
Wow.
How old is Tevin Campbell?
Tevin is.
Minus a point.
Thank you.
How old is Tevin Campbell?
Tevin is.
About to go off the rails, y'all.
Can we talk for a minute? Tevin is 45.
That is incorrect. Dot, how old is Tevin Campbell?
47.
That is incorrect as well. You guys think Tevin is older than he is. 43 today.
I was going to say, he'll be like 43, 44,
that boy
45.
Looks 67.
All right, this next guy, he's a singer that was in a boy band. He's recently been in the news a lot lately because his baby mama drank.
Omarion.
Omarion is correct.
That put me at zero.
That puts you at zero.
Heffa.
Dot, to steal a point. Minus one, so
back
you're back down. Dot, to steal
You've
a point.
You've always been a negative in
how,
my book.
How old is Omarion?
Omarion is 32.
That is incorrect. Drank, how old is Omarion?
That boy gave him a lot of props with that 32. Omarion is 36.
That is incorrect, but you were close. 35 today. 35.
Did I say 35? I didn't say 36.
Last up.
I get my sixes and fives.
The score is currently -1-1. This guy, he's an NBA player. Point guard for the Houston Rockets.
Drank. He's a point guard? Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook is correct.
But you know James will dribble that thing.
Hey, put you back at zero.
Whichever one you got, I was going to guess the other. I'll tell you that right now.
To steal a point. How old, and seal the game, how old is Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook, 29.
That is incorrect. Drank, you can tie it right now if you tell me how old is Russell Westbrook.
30.
That is incorrect. With a score of 1-0. Dot, you are victorious. Russell Westbrook is 31 today. 31.
Didn't I say 31?
No, you didn't.
My ones and my 31.
Dot, congratulations.
I didn't get to finish it. Like, I was saying 30. I said 30, but
if it is your birthday today, happy birthday to you.
You need a marker to put my point up there?
I have a new marker. I'll go get it.
Oh, there's a new marker.
I was saying 30, but then I put an eighth rest right there. You ever took band? You never took band, so you don't know about eighth rest. You don't know about resting. You don't know about resting.
I
was just resting, and now I'm going to come back with the work.
It's the first home game of the season for the Winston-Salem State University Rams men and women's basketball teams, Bit Rock.
Okay. Tonight?
Tonight, 5:30 and 7:30. And the first home game for the Greensboro Swarm is tomorrow.
Who's everybody playing?
A lot of different teams. 5 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock.
Joel Ball.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Joel, you balling, boy.
First game is at 11 o'clock in the morning, too. 5 minutes, it'll be 8, y'all. This 102 Jams. Russ, best on earth.
Pepperidge Farm. There's no taste like home.
The re-up.
You definitely want to know what the Ratchet Nation president got a report for Ratchet Nation today. Ratchet Report up next.
102 Jams.
You good, T-Minus? Anyway, I'm gonna
make you real. Osama bin.
6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and the three live crews on your radio, B-Dot, Roxy, and the Ratchet Nation president, Drinkins.
Came across a story, and it was just simply titled, Wait a Minute! Okay? Now, wait a minute!
Okay.
Convicted murderer. Okay, Benjamin Schreiber beat a man to death in the 90s.
Jeez.
Okay, convicted murderer. And in his life sentence, Roxy, he was in 2015. Mm-hmm. Heart stopped five times. Mm. Heart stopped five times. He was dead. Had to be revived and brought back.
Mm. Wow.
Now, Benjamin Schreiber says he should be let out of jail now. Because he has served his life sentence.
Yeah.
When his heart stopped.
That's valid.
And he had to be revived.
There's a loophole.
He had served. When his heart stopped, he's like, I'm dead. My life go. I done served my life. But they brought him back. He's like, oh, hey. This is my second life.
That's real.
There's a loophole.
Now, I've served my first life. I've served that life sentence. And he's saying right now, he's still in jail right now. He's saying he's being falsely imprisoned right now. Illegally. And he should be immediately released. Due to the fact that his heart stopped.
He died.
He was dead. And we had to bring, they brought him back. He served his time.
Dang, he might have found a loophole.
I say
he
release that man.
He might have found a loophole, y'all. Huh?
I say release that man.
I'm going to do some more research before I jump out there and release him, though.
I'm going to jump out there.
He might be a scumbag piece of crap.
He beat somebody to death with his bare hands in the 90s.
With his bare hands?
I mean, yeah. He beat somebody to death. Beat man to death in the 1990s.
That's all we got. So my visual of that is hand-to-hand combat. Punched him till there was no more life in his lungs.
I mean, either way doesn't sound better. Oh, took an object and bludgeoned him to death.
There may be some circumstances where I would be like, you know what, okay, I can see you beating somebody for that.
Depends on what
there
it is.
There may be some circumstances where I would be a little more lenient.
This, he got fouled too hard at the basketball court.
If I showed you his picture and he looked old, does that matter? If I showed you his picture and he looked old, would that play?
Let me see. Oh, this man can't do anything. You would think.
Oh, nah. Keep him locked up.
What?
Are you saying keep him locked up? He not old enough looking for you?
Keep him locked up.
He not old enough for you?
Ain't nothing else he gonna be able to do out here in the real world. He been in there said, nah, keep him locked up.
Say, might as well just stay?
Yeah, he might as well just stay. 9 minutes after
what
eight.
What changed your mind? Nah, I'm so curious.
None of your business.
My thing was, it's 2019. He did that in the 90s. That's about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You see how old he look? Like, what was he hang on?
See, he gonna get out and try to do something else.
Nah, people?
Keep him
beat
in
him
there.
To death?
Keep him in there. Two life sentences. Let's just take our time. And I'll be too busy doing me to see what he do now. It's TV Tuesday, 15 minutes after 8 o'clock. 3 Live Crew on your radio. And I jumped out there and started on that C. Show they're talking about it. Come on, Apple something.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, C. S-E-E.
Okay.
Yeah, I jumped out there. Somebody hit me up and told me to check that joint out. Oh, Moody. My folk Moody told me. It's about 4 episodes in. It's like a plague has hit the country, and everybody, might have been the earth, but everybody who survived, they're blind. So, like, they've lived, like, years and years and years of blind. So, they've learned how to operate blind. But this woman, she just had 2 babies, and both of the babies can see. And in this world that we're now living in, after everybody is blind, like, being able to see is like a folklore. Like, nobody, like, that's never mm-hmm. really happened. It's that they're that far removed from people with vision.
From vision.
So mm-hmm. for this woman to have these 2 children that can see is like witchcraft being told. It's like their camp is under a witchcraft spell and people trying to burn it down. I've only seen the first episode, but it's pretty interesting so far. Mm. I'm going to try to check it out. I'm going to try to stick to it and see if it keep me locked in.
Kodak Black has been in jail since May, and on tomorrow he will officially be sentenced, and he is asking a judge for mercy. Mm. He has pled guilty to 2 different federal firearms charges. He lied on an application to get guns. Mm. He said that he was not a felon. He also said that he didn't have any open cases against him. Mm. Both of those are a lie. He's a felon. He also has a case that has still not been resolved where he's been accused of raping a high schooler. And Kodak Black goes to get some guns, lies on the application, and does get caught by ATF. So he's in jail. He's been in jail since May. Tomorrow he will be sentenced. He's facing between 4 and 20 years in prison. Mm. His lawyers wrote a judge to the letter and just asked if he would show some mercy, if he would be lenient on what
you said. They wrote a judge to the letter.
They wrote a letter to the judge. My bad. Wrote a letter to the judge asking for some mercy. They say, listen, we think about 3 to 3.5 years for Kodak Black is appropriate, including time served. Yeah. Because they said, you know, he wasn't caught with any weapons. Technically, he just lied to get the weapons. Yeah. So this is more a case of deception. Yeah. And, you know, you don't really come down with a lot of hard time for deception. Yeah. That's what Kodak's lawyers say.
The sad thing about it is, like, well, I'm not going to say we've all, but I know I have, because I do have a criminal past. I've, you know, not told the entire truth on an application, trying to get a job and stuff like that. But this is different because it's acquiring firearms.
Yes.
And with the issue we have with firearms in the United States right now, the current climate,
it's
not the time to be lying to get more firearms. So I think they're going to make an example, unfortunately, for Yak. And that's going to be a bad look for the homie.
Yeah, he doesn't strike you as the type that wants guns for just protection.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to keep in my home.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Per but his music. Lawyers did say that's what the guns were for. They said that Kodak had been getting threatened by gang members. He was riding around in a bulletproof vehicle with security because he was scared for his life. So that's what he wanted the guns for, supposedly.
No, that's because, you know, when you're on the internet being very disrespectful to the death of people and to their widows and things like that. And you welcome this energy. So... yeah, they just weren't for
it. Oh, you just brought that back, the disrespectfulness against Nipsey.
You forgot about that.
Well, they going to throw 20 at him.
Hey, them rolling 20s.
Ain't nothing about them.
Really the rolling 60s, but you get the idea. 18 minutes after 8, y'all. Good morning. Big old tree. I'm going to make them wait for the cook. Wait, hit it in these big old... 102 Jams let you know that they just dropped a new trailer for the Sonic the Hedgehog, because you know they had to redo Sonic because everybody was upset with how he looked the last time. And it looks real childish, but it looks real good and bad at the same time.
Yeah, you want to see that, but you won't watch Love & Hip Hop.
I thought it looked good. It was a good Sonic.
It come out February 14th.
That's a real looking Sonic.
Yeah, and it's got Jim Carrey in it.
Ooh.
That's Jim Carrey.
22 minutes after 8, y'all. Remember I was broke. Yeah. Now I'm getting... Listen, 102 Jams doing this job this Thanksgiving to make sure you eat well. We're giving away turkeys. And I saw this recipe where you can make a turkey mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. I want to make a buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
Frank, we're talking about turkeys for Thanksgiving.
You can't throw the buffalo chicken in on Thanksgiving?
825, y'all. You is wrong, I don't want to be right. Baby, can we make love? Ride, 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 ride. 102 Jams, baby, three live crew rocking with you. Baby, and I ain't gonna hold you now. Big shout to North Carolina Central, man. I saw a lot of good energy down there for y'all's homecoming.
Hey,
I don't know if y'all mentioned it yesterday.
But I have to mention this. Since when did they start putting y'all homecoming game tickets on Groupon? I saw it. Y'all was on Groupon. Your homecoming.
The sizzle is back. Head to Boja.
102 Jams, 3 Live crew here, 8:39, 21 minutes away from 9 a.m., 3 Live on your radio. And what'd you want to say about the turkey you was talking about earlier, Mama?
I was listening to y'all talking about the Thanksgiving food, and I was listening to another local station. I won't say the name, but they were talking about they don't really like turkey like that. And I just thought it was funny because they must not know how to brine that thing. You got to throw it in the sink overnight with some salt.
Was that a white station?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
White stations ain't liking it. They don't do turkey on Thanksgiving. It is.
They was just really saying how a couple of them didn't really like it like that, and I'm like, y'all just ain't had it done right.
My wife don't like turkey like that, to keep it a buck. She just says it's too dry. I told her, nah, man, I love me some turkey, especially a good fried turkey, man.
Ooh, yes.
I love me a good fried turkey.
You gotta brine it. That's the key. But it'd be moist.
But there are people that's trying to get away from doing the traditional Thanksgiving meals on Thanksgiving. Carla's mom, my mother-in-law, she asked Carla, would she want to do like a shrimp broil or something like that for Thanksgiving?
No.
And he was like,
no,
absolutely not.
No, I don't. No, I don't want to do that,
no,
Mom.
I want some sweet potatoes and some turkey greens, mac and cheese, rice.
Yes.
Yeah, I want that.
Why we got to try to be fancy about it?
I don't know,
I will
man.
Say there's no place for a salad on Thanksgiving.
No. I've never seen that.
No, that would upset me.
Yeah, I've never seen that. Honestly.
In 16 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock. Three Live on your radio. B-Dot, Drankins, and here's Roxy.
Airbnb story gone bad.
Uh-oh.
Now, Dot, you just recently did an Airbnb, and you had a good experience.
It was my first time. The couple was in Winston. The host family was in Winston, and I was super appreciative.
Were you?
Yeah.
I just can't get down with it, because I don't like the thought of the host family being there while I'm there. It's just all too weird.
It was awkward.
And then being in somebody else's house, and I'm just not down with it.
They was like, you can use the refrigerator, you can use the stove and the coffee maker, you can chill in here in the living room and watch TV, and they were just upstairs in the bedroom.
Just up there.
Weird, Ron.
I can't get with
weird.
It,
Doc.
I just can't. But there's a lady named Rachel. She's from Boston, and she jumped out there. She said, you know what, I'm going to get an Airbnb. She gets on the site, she's looking in Manhattan. And she's like, yo, I found a great one, $90 a night.
Yeah, see?
$90.
Hey.
And she's like, it's well rated, it's got high stars. And so she gets it. Child, she gets to that daggone Airbnb, what is it? It's a daggone projects in New York. A New York City housing complex.
No.
Yes.
How did they do that?
I don't know how they did it. They're not supposed to do it.
No.
But they did it.
And somehow
they are rated highly on Airbnb.
I don't understand how that worked. Because, like, after I stayed in my joint, I had to rate it on how accurate they described the place, how mm-hmm. accurate they said the location was, did I like the host, and all that kind of stuff. And I had to grade all of that.
Oh. Airbnb says they don't know how it has slipped through the cracks, but it slipped through the cracks.
I know how.
Had that baby in the projects.
I know how.
How?
Whoever said the Airbnb, they just had all their homies say, yo, go 5-star me up and then grade me good.
I don't think you can do it like
but
that.
But I think
though,
you really have to stay.
Oh,
like,
you really
your
gotta
car
stay.
Has to be charged
yes.
and all kinds of stuff.
To get that
hey,
review joint.
Well, they had a few of their homies just do it. Just, hey, man, just say you're going to do it. You know,
She says that the place smelled like gas. There was a roach trap next to the bed.
Oh,
but there
God.
Was nothing she could do. There was nowhere else she could go.
Oh,
she had
God.
To, at least for one night, stay there.
Oh, my God.
Airbnb did end up refunding her money, but...
Ain't nobody want that $90? $39 ain't got nothing to do with this experience. I am scarred forever.
No, she said when she got to the lobby, she saw the letters NYCHA, but she didn't know what it stood for.
Housing Authority, man. New York City Housing Authority. They had that baby in the projects. Drank, imagine you getting an Airbnb, think you getting something in Adams Farm, boy, and they got you over there on the south side, boy.
I'm not even.
They got you on the south side in the Airbnb. You know how mad you
that
are?
That couldn't have been pictures.
That's what I'm saying,
bro.
It could
have been pictures.
But you have to have pictures. That's what you're not understanding. For somebody who's never Airbnb, you're not understanding.
I looked it up.
That
I
you
looked
have
it up
to,
and I see pictures. Yeah,
I have an account. You have to go through the pictures to see this stuff. I don't know how that made it through like that.
I don't either.
She got to be able to sue. The hell is $90.
Oh, yeah.
The refund's not enough?
Yeah. No.
They ain't got $90. Ross, she just took some cousins home with her.
Fact.
She took some cousins. She was a positive.
It
there
was
could
a
be
roach
some
trap.
Roaches breeding right now. And she don't even know about it.
Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie.
102 Jams, 9 minutes, and it will be 9 a.m. And prayers up for another one of our favorite television hosts. Now, you know we've been following Alex Trebek. He was having surgery and things like that. Well,
cancer.
Pat Sajak, cancer. Yeah, Pat Sajak had an intestinal block, and he actually had surgery last week.
Wheel of Fortune?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Vanna White had to fill in for him. She filled in for him starting Friday. She filmed
an episode.
She's hosting. It starts December the 6th. December the 6th, the new episodes to start airing then, Vanna White will be the host. And it's Disney week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they said they had to have different, like, Mickey Mouse turning the letters and all that kind of stuff, a big thing on who was going to turn the letters. But in reality, nobody has to turn any damn letters anymore. It's not a turning of letters. You just stand up there and point.
Well, it is part of the tradition.
Speaking of tradition, I saw a stat about how long Pat Sajak and Vanna White have been working together on Wheel of Fortune.
How long?
Since 1983.
That's before.
Wow.
Roxy.
Did you know she was in North Myrtle Beach?
I didn't.
Yep.
Did not know that. 1983, 36
That's 30
years,
some
bro.
Years.
36 years on a TV show.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
When you think about it, that's freaking amazing.
Yes.
To have that type of longevity.
I'm talking about 36 years, dog. Like, that's your show. Like, you're known for that and nothing else for 36 years.
That's amazing.
They keep that Botox jumping.
Keep that Botox jumping.
Oh, they
anyway.
Keep that Botox jumping.
Botox jumping out the gym. Jumping out the gym like Jordan, Rock.
Okay.
All right. 7 minutes and it'll be 9 a.m. DJ Lil Vegas will be in here mixing because that's what he does. That's what he gets paid to do.
Well, I'm talking about they hit that Botox everywhere, Rock. You hear me?
36 years, Rock. I like this one, Vague, now. Remind me that old No Limit now. Gave a shout out to my folks with No Limit Soldiers yesterday for Veterans Day. It's 9-11, y'all, 11 minutes what? After 9 o'clock.
I meant
o'clock.
To tell you that, too, because, you know, Roxy got mad at the people who weren't veterans doing stuff. Dot put up a picture of the No Limit game. P, Silk, Mia X, I believe.
Fiend was in there.
Fiend was in there, right? He said, happy Snoop Veterans Day to all my soldiers.
Oh, you're so stupid.
That's what he put up.
Yes.
It was No Limit Soldier. Right. See, Rocky even liked that one now. She liked that one a little bit now, Drink. Listen, I want to talk about something serious real quick, though. Somebody sent this to me, and as I was reading, I was like, dang, I might need to throw out a couple of these tips. Sex trafficking is at an all-time high right now. Like I know down in Atlanta, they're talking about black girls getting taken a lot. What? What are you doing?
I've been telling you that's real.
Well, they say here go some safety tips that I just wanted to throw out there.
Okay.
There's 8 of them. I'm going to try to read through them real quick, but I really think they could be effective.
Okay.
Tip from Taekwondo. The elbow is the strongest part on the body. If you're close enough to use it, do so. 2, learn this from a tourist guide in New Orleans. If a robber asks you for your wallet and or purse, don't hand it to him. Toss it away from you. Chances are that he's more interested in your wallet and your purse. He'll go for that, then you can run away.
Mm.
3, if you're ever thrown into the trunk of a car, kick out the back taillights and stick your arm out the hole and start waving like crazy. The driver won't see you, but everyone else will. This has saved hundreds of lives.
Mm.
Says women have a tendency to get in their cars after shopping, eating, working out, etc., and just sit in the front seat for a minute just doing their checkbook. I don't know who's doing their checkbook still. Or making a list, etc. Don't do this. The predator will be watching you, and this is the perfect opportunity for him to get in on the passenger side, put a gun to your head, and tell you where to go.
Dang.
As soon as you get in your car, lock the doors and leave.
Okay.
If someone in the car, now this is dangerous, but they says it works. If someone is in the car with a gun to your head, do not drive off. Repeat, do not drive off. Instead, gun the engine and speed into anything, wrecking the car. Your airbag will save you. If the person is in the back seat, they will get the worst of it. As soon as the car crashes, hop out and run. It's better than finding your body at a remote location. Again, these are 8 tips to save your life with sex trafficking being so high. 5, a few notes about getting into your car in a parking lot or a parking garage. Be aware. Look around you.
Mm-hmm.
Look into your car at the passenger side floor and in the back seat. If this was a good one. If you're parked next to a big van, enter your car from the passenger door. Most serial killers attack their victims by pulling them into their vans while the woman is attempting to get into their cars. Look at the car parked on the driver's side of your vehicle and the passenger side. If a male is sitting alone in the seat nearest your car, you may want to walk back into the mall or work or wherever you guard and get a policeman to assist you. 6, always take the elevator instead of the stairs. Stairwells are horrible places to be alone and perfect crime spots. This is especially true at night. 7, if the predator has a gun and you're not under his control, always run. They said the predator will hit a running target 4 out of 100 times, and most times it will not be a vital organ. And 8, final tip to save your life because sex trafficking is so high. As women, we're always trying to be sympathetic, the writer says. Stop it. It may get you raped or killed. Ted Bundy, the serial killer, was a good-looking, well-educated man who always played on the sympathies of unsuspecting women. He walked with a cane or a limp and often asked for help into his vehicle or with his vehicle, which then is when he would abduct his next victim. Just wanted to read those out. Might save a life out there.
Can I
never know who's
that?
Listening. Absolutely.
When they were talking about walking to your car and parking decks and just walking to your car, period, at night,
mm-hmm.
I always tell my people, put that key in between your
pointer
fist,
finger and your middle
finger.
Finger,
your middle finger, and walk like that.
So if you have to strike, you can strike with your fist.
You're going
to
strike with that key. I mean, don't stop.
15 minutes after 9, y'all. Be safe out there. 3 Live. Last night, but did it party. 102 Jams, 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. And yes, the 3 Live crew is on your radio, full throttle. B-Dot, Roxy, Drankins. Just gave you some tips. It says sex trafficking is at an all-time high right now. I just gave you 8 tips to save your life. I thought some of them were some great ones. What'd you think?
I just wondering if you guys don't have that list, like, where I can send it to friends. Is it going to be on social media?
It's definitely going to be loaded on our podcast that we have on SoundCloud. We load the podcast every day. It'll definitely be on there. I can see if we can try to post it from the 102 Jams Instagram or maybe from the Twitter page.
Yeah.
So we can get that message out there, because those were some good tips.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
No, no problem. I appreciate you.
All right. Bye.
You can definitely go to the SoundCloud and type in 3 Live Crew, and you can check out the podcast we load every single day.
You like it what you see? Everything designer, that's on me. Maybe I can give you cheese.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you at 9:27, and it is the free-for-all final hour. We talk about whatever you want to talk about. Got folks online on hold right now, said they want to talk about some things that we were discussing earlier this morning. So we'll let you through. Whatever you want to talk about, we got you.
Food Lion makes it easy to make more turkey and more turkey.
Put that 40 out, he better have an angel with him. All them n****s and whoever they got hanging with him.
Big Rock, I just asked you about an hour ago, when was the next time Duke played? And your answer was?
I don't know.
Tonight.
Who we play tonight?
7 o'clock, y'all play Central Arkansas.
Okay.
And they said this is going to be the last time that Coach Cakes gets to get his rotations together before the competition starts to heat up.
Yeah, he's been playing all kinds of lineups.
Just trying to find the right combo.
Yeah, just stuff.
This is the time for that. 9:35, 25 minutes. It'll be 10 o'clock. It's the free-for-all final hour. What you want to talk about?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about how I just think it's crazy how all of these kids are just going missing. Every day you get on Facebook, it's 15, 20 kids going missing. And I feel like as a community, we need to watch out for the kids, even if they're not, you know, yours. And back in my day, if I was left off the block, every parent on that block knew I'm not supposed to be at the block if they came and got me. But now it's like people just watch people's kids get kidnapped. Like that little girl in Claremont, they was out there watching that girl interact with the parents on the porches and interacting with them kids at the playground, but nobody stepped in and said, okay, something don't seem right. I think as a community, we need to do better.
I understand.
Yeah,
and I agree.
Sad. It's just sad. And I feel like don't nobody care until it happened to them. And especially with all these people getting kidnapped. My little sister go to UNC Charlotte. She sent me a picture of the van. She was in the parking lot, and it was a van following her. It was that same van I seen on Facebook with the lock on the back, no windows. It's crazy. And it's getting closer to home. And I feel like nobody's going to do nothing until it's, you know, somebody they know.
The thing about it takes a village is we have to keep that rhetoric in all aspects of it takes a village, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
exactly.
You can't discipline other people's kids like the way that I was able to get disciplined by neighbors and stuff like that growing up.
Exactly.
Like, you got families. Yeah, you got, but you got parents now. You got parents now coming to school cursing out the teachers for their own reprimanding their kids.
And they know their kid in the wrong.
And you know your kid's in the wrong.
Your kid is in the wrong.
So it's like, it's tough to damn pull the, we need to do a better job of, you know, taking a village to raise the kids when everybody ain't playing along to that same rhetoric, man.
That's a fact. And it's just sad. All these babies going missing. It's like nobody really cares. Nobody's paying attention. But that's all I wanted to say. I hope y'all have a great morning, okay?
Hey, you too, baby. Girl. Thank you.
Honestly, it's love and love too.
It's 9:41. 19 minutes away from 10 a.m. Good morning.
Dot, I think I'm with you.
What's up?
You said it a few weeks ago, and I was like, I don't really agree. But now I think I'm coming on board.
What's that?
You said, I wish we could go back to the days when we didn't know nothing about our celebrities.
Mm.
And I'm just starting to really jump on board with that. Because sometimes you could know something, and it's like, you know what? Or they say something and it just turns you off. And I really like Summer Walker, but her shenanigans are just really starting to get on my nerves.
What's Summer do?
Like, between the retiring shenanigans and all the back and forth with London on the Tracks, baby mamas, and the shower stuff. Like, just give us the music, please.
What's she do now, Rock?
Now, she's been criticized. Her fans don't like it because they go to her meet and greets and she won't hug anybody. So, you know, a number of her fans were on their social medias complaining because they're like, listen, we paid this money for this meet and greet, that at the very least we'd like a hug. So Summer Walker, she gets on her Instagram and she puts up a picture of herself. The caption was, I just want to say to all the fans who purchase meet and greets, I really appreciate y'all taking the extra time to meet me and share your stories. I tell everyone individually thank you. I spread love, we laugh, and I give genuine compliments. Now, for those who are upset because I don't give hugs, I don't know what to tell you. I'm an empath, and that transference of energy from that many people each day will literally kill me. Y'all may not understand what I'm talking about, but for example, there's a lot of people out there faking the funk with a smile on their face like they got it together, but inside, you're actually suffering from some sort of traumatic experience, a loss, depression, fearfulness, enviousness, or whatever the case may be, but I can feel it. So I ask that you respect my space in those moments.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Literally kill me. No, it won't, Summer.
And some people feel like that, right? Like,
no, it won't.
Hugging people, there is a transfer of energy. I do agree with that. Now, and then there are two types of people. Like, there are huggers, and then there are not huggers. Like, Roxy, you're not a hugger. Right?
So, it just depends on what mood I'm in.
It depends on the mood. I'm a hugger. Like, I'm going to hug everybody. Everybody's not like that. Everybody's not a hugger. And I think it's fair to be able to respect her space. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Don't do meet and greets then.
That's not fair.
You can always not do meet and greets.
There's nothing in the meet and greet that says that I have to hug people.
No, there's nothing, but the fans do expect it.
Why? That's your problem.
Because that's what people do at meet and greets.
No, we don't. Everybody doesn't hug. You get a picture, you get to meet the artist, that type of interaction. That does not mean that you get to hug and get to embrace the person.
Most artists, though, when we've been to meet and greets, are they not willing to hug?
Yes, they are willing to hug.
But
that doesn't mean that it's a rule that you have to do that. And if I don't want to hug in my meet and greet, then that's perfectly fine. I shouldn't be ridiculed because I don't want to hug every damn body. We talked about the baby.
Well,
the baby don't like being like hugging everybody.
And we ridicule him because I don't think that's appropriate.
Why? Why does it mean because I'm
a
celebrity?
And the baby doesn't like to not hug everybody. The baby has a weird issue about taking pictures with dudes.
Yeah, he don't really like that at all.
Which I don't understand.
But why is there an issue with the fact that I don't want to hug people at my meet and greet?
I just think it's very standoffish and strange. And to your fans, I don't think you should be that way. And if you are that way, just don't do the meet and greet.
No. But Roxy, this is my thing. The fan who's still paying for this meet and greet, knowing that she is the way she is. What's wrong with you?
That she said it, if that is what a fan was expecting.
Yeah. If you go at this point, on you.
Yes,
fan.
Prior to, you're probably going and you're thinking she's like, you know, any other celebrity, and she'll give the hug.
That's not fair.
But then when you go, and you know, but now she's made it known that she's not going to do it.
Good. And now there should be no more issues. The problem is the expectation that the fan has, much like the expectations of those silly fans that booed Drake. Like, this is the same situation. Lower your expectations. Who are you to have an expectation about an event that you have no control over? Therein lies the problem.
If it's just something you've seen and you done paid your money for it, you know, that's how you build expectations, by what you've seen other people do. Yep. And experience you've seen other people have.
Y'all the ones support these artists that act like that.
Act like what? I'm still having a meet and greet. You're still getting
act
to
like
meet
weirdos.
Me. We take pictures together. I'm just not hugging you.
Turn to the city, I broke all the knots. Got some more millies that keep me in that. Right there, I'ma fall back,
let you work that chair. 102 Jams, 8 minutes, it'll be 10 o'clock. 3 Live Crew on your radio, and Roxy gave us an Airbnb horror story earlier this hour. And Roxy got a young lady on the phone, says she wants to know if you heard about the other Airbnb horror story.
What other Airbnb story?
I seen it on Facebook this morning. It was two couples that rented an Airbnb, and when they got there, there was drug paraphernalia all over the place. I'm talking about like needles, pipes, everything all over the place.
How, Jesus?
Jeez, man, that's tough.
Right. I don't think the whole family was there, but when they walked in, there's a whole video of them going through the whole house. They got the whole setup, like in the little black pouch and everything.
See, I'm glad with my Airbnb, it wasn't necessarily a necessity. Like, it was just a convenience for the weekend for me.
You could have dipped on back home if necessary.
Roxy, I can't imagine going to a different state.
But this girl is from Boston, and she's in New York.
In the projects.
Right.
In Killer Hill Projects.
You know, I'm scared, man.
Yeah, I'm gone. I can't stay there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'd have had to sleep in my car at a hotel parking lot somewhere.
In a well-lit area.
Yeah, man. No way I'll stay there.
Ain't no well-lit area.
No way I'm staying there. Oh, my gosh. I appreciate you, Mama.
I just heard y'all talking about it, and I just wondered if y'all had heard about the other story. It was crazy because I had just seen it this morning.
thing. I wonder, is there anybody local that's got a horrific Airbnb story?
Airbnb horror story?
Yeah, Airbnb horror stories. Dun, dun, dun.
It's probably something out there. I was thinking about it, but now I'm skeptical.
Gosh, man.
Yeah, I can't get with
it. I would like to say, though, my experience was top notch. I really enjoyed it. The host family was super cool. I didn't see them. And it was a situation. I don't think that I would have stayed in an Airbnb with the host family there if I knew I was going to be there during the day.
Okay.
I knew that when I was there, it was only to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't going to see them anyway. And I didn't see them. The Saturday morning before I went to the parade, I saw him then. And he was like, how was last night? It was that type vibe. But Saturday night when I got there, I didn't see him. And Sunday morning, I was gone before they woke up. So
it
was cool. I didn't see them like that. But I don't think I'd have been comfortable if I'd have been.
I had to pass.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate you, mama.
All right, thank you.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Josh and Bina.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.